Magic at 5.50. And also at 5.50, we've got 6 Solera and 9 Dizzy Miss Lizzie.
Well, this was my value bet of the day, but it's nearly half its price now. Number 5, Reveal the Magic. David Atkins has got, it's only a 2-year-old, race against the older horse. And he went up $9, Andrew, and the two scratchings were at big odds. So he short up to, what you said, $5.50.
Yeah.
Andrew, this son of Magic Albert's got enormous speed. 900 the other day at Newcastle. Police say kicked him down the barrier and he took off. He run him into the ground and he beat a very smart horse at Gerald for the winner made sure thing called Pixie Perfect, one of the Tory birds. And she went good. Thousands of metres around Wallow. He'll love that. He'll jump and run. She's on him today to claim 3 again, Louise. Big chance. Farragut went terrific the other day at Wallow. One easily. Got to be hard to beat. Number 6, Solera. Nice run first up for Godolphin. And number 9, Dizzy Miss Lizzie. 5, 2, 6, and 9.
And the last at Wyong at 14 after 4. Great Danger, number 2, the firming favourite. $2 into $1.80 this morning. Number 6, GNF at $5. And Little Steiny, number 3, now at $6. Gary?
I think he's a good thing, Great Danger. I think he's all the horse for the last game. Chris Lees has got him by doomsday. He carries the Lee Romaine colours. He runs second at Canterbury earlier in the year. February, only beat the head by Silent Explorer. He went to the paddock, lovely quiet trial the other day at Buntingford. Ran on from way back. He rides bullet trial if he rides him today for the good barrier. I think he's a horse with a potential, and I reckon he'll win. Number 4 on for Angel. The other day, I think Tommy was going to pull her up at the straight. She was making a run, and she looked like she hit a brick wall as if she bled or something happened. And Mark Rawl was telling me about it, and I'd give it another chance because she goes pretty good and she's at good odds. She could run a place easily. 3 Little Steinies on us, going well. And number 6, Jenna Pepper, the Kerry Parker. 2, 4, 3, and 6. And my best bet is the horse of Mark Newnham's, race 3, number 1, Captain Starter.
Race 3, number 1 for Wyong. The action beginning there. Checking, it's like all of them.
11.49
it is. Good on you, Gary. Enjoy your day there, mate. Safe travels.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Wyong, and as Gary mentioned there, with Stacey Metcalf not riding, just a few of these. Race 2, number 2, Renhunla is Louise Day, 2-2 Louise Day. Race 5, 7, Sparkling City is Michaela Ware, 5-7. In the same race, 5-9, Exit Only is Louise Day. And in race 6, number 5, Moana Jewel, the one Gary gave you, is Louise Day. And let's hope that everything's okay with Stacey. A break, and then we'll be looking at Rose Hill through the eyes of Ray Hickson.
It's been one massive week at Grafton, but it's not over yet. Sunday, it's Carnival Finale Race Day, with the 1400-metre McLean Cup, the feature race. Catch the Gary Cleese Grafton preview Sunday morning from 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, it's Sean Cosgrove. Through the winter, come and join us on Mondays for a full reflection of all the feature weekend racing. Trainers, jockeys and owners will have their own special tales. Plus, Ray Thomas and Warren Huntley have their opinions on Sydney and Melbourne racing. Monday mornings, Racing HQ from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Coringle Stud continues to produce outstanding value for broodmare owners in 2019. Its value for money stallion roster includes proven Group 1 sire Dewport, whose progeny's average earnings of $87,000 per starter is 10 times his service fee. Dewport stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prize Icon and the multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
It's Tabs
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Rose Hill and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Entries are now open for the 2020 Inglis Select Yearling Sale Series. In 2019, Inglis again proved itself the strongest auction house to sell yearlings through, achieving the highest clearance rate, average and gross for vendors. On the track, Inglis have had 88% more Group 1 winning graduates than their nearest Australian rival since the beginning of 2018. With world-class venues, Riverside Stables and Oaklands Junction, there's no better time to sell your yearling with Inglis. Visit inglis.com.au for more information and entry forms. Entries close August 2.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by Tab.
5 after 10, this is Racing HQ, and we're about to look at Rose Hill. Repeating the news there that Glenn Boss is now not riding at any portion of the program. His replacements that we've got at this stage, race 1, number 7, Clever Man, is Cathy O'Hara. 1-7, Cathy O'Hara. Now, just through in race 3, number 9, Fortune's Path, is James Innes Jr. 3-9, James Innes Jr. Race 4, number 8, Emma Rock, is Rachel King. 4-8, Rachel King, and that could have been it because he lost Seaway, of course, in the Winter Stakes. Glenn Boss not riding. And also a steward's note coming through in regard to race 3, Fly Forward, to be ridden more positively today in the Tab Highway. That's Fly Forward in race 3. Paul Joyce is having a few days off, so Ray Hickson's joining us from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Hopefully Paul's having a nice little break.
Yeah, he will be somewhere with his family. That'll be fantastic. Mate, we've got sunny conditions now. We had a little passing surprise shower at about 6 o'clock. About half a mil went over, but it's now not a cloud in the sky stuff. So this track is very close to a soft 7.
Yeah, that's right. There's certainly no sign of it. I took the opportunity to duck across the track for a minute there, Andrew, when I arrived at Rose Hill. And look, I'd be very surprised if we don't get into the 7 range. The wind is a little bit swirly, but not overly strong at the moment. So I think we're playing on a reasonable surface for a winter track, Andrew.
All right, Trent Langscales here from Tab. Trent, again, good morning. What's happening in the first?
Andrew, in the first here, just in market order, Spend remains the favourite at $2.70. It's been reasonably sold around the 260, 270 mark this morning. True Detective has tightened from 370 to 330. Outside of that, Elitza 650, Lucicello 7, then it's double figures or better the rest. Spend $2.70 favourite has been affirmed this morning, though, for True Detective.
Well, look, the speed in the race here, look, Iconic Star probably comes through to lead. She did lead a 900-metre race from the outside alley there at Scone, so you'd expect her to kick up. And aside from that, it's really up to initiative, I think. We might see a span push forward, and I'd say a True Detective probably takes advantage of a good gate. So, after a bit of tossing around, I went with the favourite Spend, number 9. I know we haven't seen him in a trial since March, where he looked really good. You know, speaking to Tommy Berry during the week, and I know his phone has been on Sky Sports Radio during the week as well, and I think the horse has had plenty of work. A couple of jump outs, everyone seems pretty happy, and the fact that he's sort of holding his place in the market now suggests he's the way to go. Obviously, you just want to keep a little bit of an eye, a little bit closer to that race time. True Detective, number 3, The Danger, just gets a nice little setup there, and the fact he's firming as well is encouraging. I think the stablemate 5, Lucicello, particularly if something happens to overdo it up front, she'll be storming home. And look, Belitza, number 4, ran a nice race first up on a very heavy track at Kembla, and the improving surface and back to the two-year-olds will help. there. But look, with the boom horse at the moment, number nine Spend to beat 3, 5, and 4 in the first.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting just to see how the market plays once people get to see Spend. As you've spelled out, Ray. Yeah. Race two, the book Spring Hospitality. Make sure you do it by the end of the month here to get real big percentages off once we get to the spring. Trent?
For the second, Andrew, Faistos the favourite. Just been a little easy this morning, as short as 225 out to 240. The money has been for, particularly in the last half an hour, Cinque, as much as 440 into 370. They've cleared away from Call Me Royal, who's drifted from 5 to 6.50 today. $10 or bigger the rest. Faistos, $2.40 favourite, but noting that Cinque has come in from as much as 4.40 into 3.70 in the last half an hour.
I think the markets might have this one spot on. Look, the speed here, Call Me Royal, is the designated leader, drawn a middle to out, so it'll head for the front as it did last start when it beat Faistos. The Silent Explorer has to go forward from a wide gate as well. Cinque Dea looks to get a nice run just behind them. Plenty is a bit of a wild card. He has a habit of going overly hard at times, so he could clap the speed on as well. And there's a couple of others there down the bottom that like to race handy, but look, Call Me Royal will be leading, and it's just a matter of what happens from there. I'm going to go with the favourite again here, Faistos number two. I was with him last start when he ran second to Call Me Royal, beaten less than half a length, and that race was, you know, dictated to by the winner. He just got that little bit too far back, had a little bit too much to do. The 1500 metres looks to suit him. He's drawn slightly kinder. I know he drew six last start and jumps out of six again, but this is a 6 of 11, not 6 of 9. And I just think, particularly if something just makes Call Me Royal work that little bit more in the early stages, he's going to get into a nice rhythm and he'll be very strong late. I am terrified of number three, Cinque Dea. He does have that good winning margins to appeal from his two wins at Goulburn and Newcastle. Obviously, it's a step up to a Saturday benchmark 74, but he's flying. He gets the map in his favour. He handles at least it was one on a soft seven. And, look, he will be in front of Faistos, you would think, in the run. I think those are the main two. Number one, Call Me Royal, probably shouldn't be completely forgotten. And she did win that race nicely on a heavy nine. A soft seven, heavy eight is more in her favour. And, look, if it does happen to pan out that they don't take her on, she's going to give a good kick. And the forgotten horse, and I noticed Brad Gray mentioned this earlier on, number 11, Mona Gal, did run third in that race, poking up on the inside, and it's sort of drawn to do the same thing, so I wouldn't be leaving it out of calculations either. 2 to beat 3, 1, and 11 in race two.
2, 3, 1, 11, and of course, Trent, these bonus bet offers available on these first, well, five or seven races at Rose Hill.
If you're having a Tab Fixed Odds win bet through your Tab account and your horse runs second or third, a bonus bet back up to $50. That's for the first five races at Rose Hill. And if you are betting through your Tab app and you're in a Tab venue, you can access venue mode, and that offer does extend, Andrew, to races 6 and 7.
All right, so if you're in a Tab later on, make sure you do that for sure. Lindsay Murphy's got all his family going out there today as he heads towards retirement at the end of the month, and they've got a big luncheon. Good luck to you, Lindsay and Bernie and the family. Hope it's a beauty for you. What's happening in the Tab Highway?
There's been a good jostle for favouritism during this morning, Andrew. Gumshoe is back at the top of the market. Did get out to as much as $5, back into $3.90. Nashian, 5 into $4.20 today. They have separated from Galapagos, who's now out to 6. Doulette, 6.50. And has been specking for a couple of the price. My Blue Jeans, now 11. And Esther's Rose, 15.
Well, as we've heard, they tend to run along in these highways, and Gumshoe has to push forward from the outside there. There's a bit of company, though. Gillette probably goes forward from its wide gate. Horses like My Blue Jeans, Electrified, will sit closer. Esther's Rose and Heaven's High from middle to wide gates also capable of pushing forward. And as we've heard, Fly Forward, the intention there is to ride a bit forward as well. So, look, there should be a reasonable tempo, and it's looked that way ever since the field come out, that it'll suit Nashian, number 12, and she did open over the odds. She's got into about the right sort of price now. I don't think you'd want to be rushing it any shorter than around the $4 mark, but, you know, she was the flashing light there last start in the highway behind Gumshoe. She got a long way back from a wide gate. She's drawn much better this time. She tends to race handier, especially going up to 1,400 metres, and in with the claim 51.5, this is a massive opportunity for her to break through in a higher way. The danger, I think, number four, Galapagos. I think he's probably a little bit forgotten because you might remember he opened around the even money mark in the highway a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago now, won by Upper House. And I think he was either a little bit dour or the race wasn't run to suit him. He's been back to the trials and looked pretty sharp. I think he's worth another chance. In for third, number seven, Electrified, at a little bit of odds. I think we'll see a marked improvement from him. He comes out of the Gumshoe race where he drew wide and went back, but all his form around this distance has been on the speed, and from barrier three, I'd be surprised if they don't take advantage of that. And Gillette, number three, did all the work last start to win a highway. Has to do work again, but we know he's a tough customer. I'm going to leave Gumshoe out. I think he faces a bit of a task there at 1,400 from a wide gate. But we'll go to stablemate 12, Nashian, from 4, 7 and 3.
Race 4, kickstart that big six that Trent spoke us about. Rachel King takes the ride now on number 8, Emma Rock.
Andrew, we've had a change of favouritism since we had the panel at 8 o'clock this morning. We have Waking Moment now at the top of the market. Did open $6 on Wednesday, now a $3.10 favourite. Primitivo, demoted to the second line of betting at $3.30, has been $2.70 out to $3.30 today. High Power 6, Semper Fidelis at 7, then double figures or better the remainder. The change of favouritism in that first leg of the Big Six with the projected pool of $100,000. Waking Moment, now the $3.10 favourite.
Yeah, she probably did open a little bit the overs, but she's probably pretty skinny now, even though I think she'll win. We'll go with Dylan's Romance, that is the designated leader here. He doesn't know any other way. And look, there's a fair chance he could get a reasonably cushy lead here. He's yet to be proven at 2,000 metres, but he's got four wins at 1,900 metres, against his name. Hogmanay should also go forward from a wide gate. And then you've probably got the likes of Semper Fidelis and maybe Waking Moment taking advantage of a good gate to sit handy. But it looks to be a race that Dylan's Romance can dictate. That said, I think Waking Moment does get her chance to break through. The 310 is probably now getting towards the skinny side, but she signalled a win isn't too far away with her two runs back from a spell. She was excellent behind Nikki's Gold first up, then went to 1,800 behind Tory Joy, and well, the leader, Tory Joy, controlled that race and outsprinted them, but she was strong late. She has only won one from 20, but she's only had a couple of starts for Chris Waller. She gets the claim for Robbie Dolan, 51 kilos, a soft gate. If she's going to break through, it'll be today. Number two, Primitivo, does face a bit of a task, having to give her 8.5 kilos and a head start, but gee, he was good beating Wugok at Randwick on the heavy eight there. He's going to be strong late. It's just a matter of where Jay Ford can land him in the run. I don't think anything outside those two will win. We'll put in number five, Semper Fidelis, for third. She comes through the Tory Joy race that Waking Moment ran second in. This is much more her go from a Mac perspective anyway. And she's got that good run behind So You Win, three starts back. And number four, I'm going to throw in Dylan's Romance, the leader, for fourth. I think if you're going to go a little wide in your early quarties or something like that, you've got to throw him in just in case. But 10 to break through Waking Moment from 2, 5 and 4.
There'll be punters that are very nervous stepping up to have $3.10, the price of Waking Moment, Ray. We're about out.
She has to drift a little bit from there, I think. I mean, I can't see her starting, 6-4 or something like that. There'll probably be a rally for Primitivo, but, I wouldn't really want to be getting into the under $3 mark for Waking Moment.
Understand. To race five, the ATC Foundation Handicap. What price Spiritual Pursuit now, Trent?
Still $1.80 here, Andrew, but one of, if not the best, backed on the card at Rose Hill today. $1.80 for Spiritual Pursuit. Deity is the only other galloper in single figures at $5, and you've got a couple of 10 Miss X Factor and Agent Pippa. But the majority of the punters hoping that Spiritual Pursuit does salute in the fifth.
It's a very interesting speed map here. I'm not sure if some of the others have commented in the same way, but obviously Spiritual Pursuit will look to be right on the pace there. You've got Miss X Factor back to 1,100 metres. She's been going forward. And the wild card there is Agent Pippa, the former Perth filly, who's very fast, drawn wide. You'd imagine that her asset is her pace and that they'd want to make some use of it. So that said, I'm going to go with Spiritual Pursuit, the favourite, number three. She, she had no luck, as we know, two starts ago behind Wagner. where she tracked wide and was just run down late. And then it was too good for Invictus Salute and Deity back to the 1,000 metres at Randwick. And she meets Deity on the same weight scale here. So, you know, last week I wanted to be on Deity wherever she went next start because her run was better than it looked. And she's bumped into this race. And I just can't put her on top of Spiritual Pursuit the way this race looks to pan out. That said, I'd be either saving on Deity or throwing her in your early quaddie as a saver. 3 to beat 4. 1 Miss X Factor, and number 5 Agent Pipper I'm going to leave in for 4th. Andrew, 3 from 4, 1 and 5.
3, 4, 1 and 5, yeah. Any market lead with Agent Pipper would be a positive one off its Perth form. Race 6, the TAB Handicap. Well, Brad Gray mentioning our Winnie this morning, but he dreams about our Winnie in a positive manner, I reckon, the way he keeps tipping.
You're not wrong. he talks about it a lot.
Yeah, no, he's in the Our Winnie camp. What price Our Winnie at the moment, Trent?
Well, there has been some specking. Hopefully it's been led by Brad's suggestion, but 26-17 today for Our Winnie. This is a really difficult way to start the quaddie here, Andrew. Mentioned during the panel how tough it was to find a positive market lead that hasn't changed really a couple of hours later. You have, who is the now outright favourite at $4. Cyber Intervention has drifted to $4.40. Nicochet at the $5 mark, been hovering around $5, $5.50, once again $5. Love Shack Baby $7, and then at $8.50, Curra and Fuel. But not any easier a couple of hours after the discussion, but Noel is an outright $4 favourite for race 6.
Trent, you need your pronunciation there. It's Nahwell. You need a bit of an accent in there. Mitch Manners is the connoisseur.
You got the Munsey.
So pay attention to him.
He's on the plane. He gives it the real go, Munsey, when he gets on about it. Anyway, do you like it?
No, look, I don't think it's the right race, Andrew. I think probably next time for him. It's 443 days since Nicochet won a race, Andrew, number 12, and I think this is a very good opportunity for Nicochet to break through. Look, on face value, he's disappointing there. Sorry, I messed up the pace there. I think we've got Fuel to lead. Mapmaker probably comes forward, and the likes of No Escape and Love Shack Baby put on the pace there. And I just think Nicochet will appreciate a little bit of a steady to solid tempo, because last start behind No Escape, he just over-raced badly in the middle stages, and that took any chance he had out. His two runs prior to that behind Kapperjack were excellent, and Kapperjack had been odds-on favourite in this race. So, look, you know, we've got Waking Moment at breaking through a couple of races earlier. Nicochet, he gets his chance to win one, I think, Andrew. Certainly each way, the $5 is fine. Number 9, Cyber Intervention, the danger. Look, he's in the same camp as Nahwell. 1,500 metres, certainly second up, is not suitable for him. But this fella's a very promising horse. He was excellent late behind Stella Sea's Son over 1,300 metres last start. Probably wants a mile or further, but he's going to be steaming home. Number 6, Fuel, the likely leader. If he can reproduce his last start, he'll be right in the finish. Nahwell, I'll put in for 4th, number 3. Like I said, I just don't think it's the right race. But, you know, if something happens and there's a speed battle, these two horses, Nahwell and Cyber Intervention, that want further, will be coming right into play. But this is his chance, Nicochet, number 12, Andrew, from 9, 6 and 3.
The feature race of the day out at Glorious Rose Hill now is the Winter Stakes. The scratching this morning of Seaway to shuffle the market a little bit, Trent.
This is an extremely open market here, Andrew, and there's been a change of favouritism. We have Nicky's Gold, who is now at the top of the market. Now, open $10 on Wednesday, now $5.50. Eckstein has eased from 5 to 6 this morning. First Hand, 5.50 to 6. Ulwa, 6.50. Stampede mentioned during the panel, open $23, now at 7, and a couple at 9.50 in New Tipperary and also Cradle Mountain. But this is a really tough one here, Ray, but Nicky's Gold is now at the top of the market at $5.50.
As soon as I saw the field on Wednesday, we just thought it was such a wide-open race. Look, Cradle Mountain is your leader here. I think we've established that he races best when he is able to lead, and the lead is his for the taking here. First run at 1,400 metres, so you'd think he'd have the pace to burn them off. I think Stampede probably has to push forward. Whether he has the pace at 1,400 metres from a wide gate with 61, is the question mark. You've got First Hand pushing forward from a wide gate. He has to go forward. It's no good him going back. And then you've got, you know, a few horses there that can sort of sit up handy without putting a lot of pressure on. So, look, Galway beat these horses in the Civic Stakes last start from a wide gate, getting back and sweeping down the outside. He's got barrier one, but he's still a $6.50 chance, and I think that's excellent. The field, look, barrier one can be a nightmare for some horses, and it can be a blessing. And I don't think it's a nightmare for Galway. I just think he needs to get into the right spot somewhere midfield. Rachel look to get him, you know, into the clear and probably away from the fence. He's very much loves the wet tracks, loves Rose Hill. It's all the stats are in his favour. He's only got 55 kilos, a 2 kilo wide raise in the weights is nothing. He gets his chance to back that up. 14 Nikki's Gold will not get a better opportunity to get a stakes win or placing against her name. She was a little bit unlucky against Galway in the Civic Stakes, but I don't think she would have beaten him. 3 New Tipperary also through the Civic Stakes. He has that dynamite second up record where he just doesn't run a bad race second up, and the improving track very much in his favour. And Xteen number 2, well, look, if they're getting back and sweeping home down the outside, that gives her a prime opportunity, obviously coming out of the Tats Tiara. She just does tend to have that habit of getting back and running on late, although she is obviously coming through Group 1 races. 5 Galway to beat 14, 3 and 2 in the Winter Stakes.
Righto, to the second last, the Australian Turf Club. Riverbird here, trying to make it 3 wins in a row and gets down still on 53 kilos. Trent?
Just drifted out slightly this morning, Andrew, from 420 to 440. Almanzora, the second elect, has tightened from 650 to 550. Sudden Lad gone the other way, 480 to 550. Other hopes in the race you have Tonsor, reasonably solid at 750, and Mahalunga as much as 10 to 850. Another difficult race here, the 8th at Rose Hill.
They don't get any easier today. This race, speed-wise, is way up in the air, I think. There's horses here who potentially could lead, but there's no noted designated leader here. The likes of Mahalunga can race handy, Tonsor, Highland Beat probably has to push forward, Southern Lad will be handy without leading, and Riverbird should be handy. And for this reason, I came up with number 12, Zonk, and I noticed she is around the $10 mark or just under there. Trent, is that right?
Still $10 and $3.10 the place at the moment, Ray.
Look, her best races have been when she's been right on the pace, and her last couple she's had excuses. She's gone back from wide gate. She raced wide all the way in the Top Striker race last start and was only beaten 2 lengths there on the heavy 9. I think Rachel will push the button a little bit and put her either in the lead or right on the speed. And, you know, she beat Kapajak first up, albeit on a good track on the Kensington track, leading and running them along. She's fine on a softish track. 1,200 metres is no worry. She's generally a consistent horse, and I just think she'll give you a great sight at each way odds. Another horse I think at odds that can give you a great sight, and I'd definitely be throwing in your quaddy, is number 5, Star Reflection. She's coming out of some excellent races. She's run, her last placing was a 3rd in the birthday card, Group 3 on a heavy 8 back in March behind Advantage. Last start she finished midfield in the Civic Stakes after racing deep. She ran 4th to Passage of Time and Asterius before that. And she lands here in a benchmark 88 with 55 and a half kilos after the claim. Look, 1,200 metres may not be quite her cup of tea, but I just can't leave her out. She's just coming out of some strong races. Number 8, Southern Lad, in for 3rd, got the job done last start in a tough win at Randwick, and he's missed a consistency. And 14, Riverbird, you just can't leave out either. Obviously, this is a bit harder, but she's got that ability to be wherever Cathy wants her to be in the run. So, look, 12 on top at the each way Zonk from 5, 8 and 14, and there are a couple others there I've left out with very good chances, Andrew and Trent.
Righto, so a wide open third leg of the quaddy. The last, the Rose Hill Bowling Club.
For the last, Andrew, we have Handle the Truth as much as 380 into 340 this morning, tightening as the favourite, although Oxford Tycoon on the second line has also had admirers, 550 to 440 today. Drakenfels at 480, been around about that mark for most of the morning, and then you've got a few that have drifted. Thy Kingdom Come, 550 to 7, Jack's Bar 7 to 8, and Metamorphic 7 to 850.
can't believe Metamorphic is going around. He's been scratched from the last five Metro meetings because of a wet track, and here we are on a heavy 8s off 7. Anyway, this race has changed a lot of complexion with all the scratchings. Some of the speed has come out of it, but not all of it. I think Oxford Tycoon pushes forward from the middle to outside gate. Thy Kingdom Come probably goes forward as well. Isa Rich was ridden to lead last start, and they'll probably look to do the same. They'll probably get along here okay.